KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. New York City announced plans Monday to close down a midtown Manhattan hotel used to house migrants.
Migrant housing at New York City's Roosevelt Hotel in midtown Manhattan will end sometime over the summer, according to Mayor Eric Adams, who says the need is no longer there. Adams says back in 2023, the city was taking in 4,000 migrants a week. Now it's 350. Adams says the decline began when former President Biden tightened borders and that the city's sanctuary status remains.
There's still agencies that are in place to help people who are in need of help in the city, and that is not going to change.
Adams also says the city plans to close other shelters. Julie Walker, New York.
House Speaker Mike Johnson trying to get through a budget bill approved by President Trump. Johnson says he's confident the budget blueprint will pass.
There's always more work to do right up to the end for a big vote like this, and this is a big one. We're very, very close, and we're excited about the progress, and I'm very positive, and I'm absolutely convinced we're going to get this done.
But some Republicans are not on board yet. Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett says he's against the blueprint.
Currently, I'm a no. There's about five of us that are no. I'm not sure why we're going for this vote right now. I'd love to. The five of us would love to. It seems that we've all kind of not been included in some of these discussions, and I think that would be the optimal thing to do.
Speaker Johnson has almost no votes to spare, and even he says Tuesday's vote may have to be postponed if there's not enough support. On Wall Street, another mixed day with the Dow up by 159 points, the Nasdaq dropping 260, the S&P lower by 28. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in northeast Syria are marking the 10th anniversary of an attack by ISIS on more than 30 villages. Churches were blown up, dozens of people killed or wounded, and hundreds were taken hostage. The attack and the ongoing terror threat led much of Syria's minority Christians to flee the country. Now those who remain are worried about the future following the ouster of longtime President Bashar al-Assad last year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Up and down day on Wall Street with worries about inflation weighing on the minds of some people. S&P 500 and NASDAQ were both down, but a slight majority of stocks nevertheless on the rise, including Home Depot after its latest profit report. That helped the Dow Jones Industrial Average to hold up better. At the same time, Treasury yields and Bitcoin's price both fell sharply. U.S. consumer confidence dropping in February, the biggest monthly decline in about 4 years. Conference Board reported its consumer confidence index sank this month to 98.3, down from 105.3 in January. Wall Street numbers, the Dow gained 156 points today. S&P 500 was off 26. The NASDAQ fell 272. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.